Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment on bbsradio.com. And I'm so glad to be back with you. I'm now broadcasting to you from my new home in Phoenix, Arizona. I can't even believe it. From New York City to Phoenix. What a shift. I've had a shift in consciousness. I'm clear about it because when I look in the mirror every day, the stress that used to be on my face seems to be disappearing. I'm really, I'm amazed. I'm impressed. It's really good for me. It's good for my soul and for my tantric soul to soak in the sunshine, to swim in my pool, and to, and just take life a little easier than I take life when I'm on the East Coast. Although, listen, all you East Coasters out there, don't take any of this personally because I love and adore you. I'm still an East Coast girl, and I'm just finding myself in a new kind of paradise, and I'm entitled to that, as we all are. So I'm greeting you all from sunny Phoenix, Arizona, in what I consider to be my new paradise. So Om Shanti Shanti, everybody. I greet you in peace, and I greet you in calm. Today, our show is going to be, you know, a lot of times I talk to you about how we don't need to have a partner to practice Tantra. I call that one of the biggest lies about Tantra, the biggest fallacies that people say to me all the time, you know, I don't know if I can come to your class if I don't have a partner. And I say, you know, just come to class and you'll attract, you know, you'll do the practices and then you'll attract the partner of your life when you're more tantric than if you were looking for this person or people, because some people are looking for more than one, without Tantra in advance. And then sometimes, you know, there are tantric couples. There are people who practice the practices together, adding a kind of a sweetness to their life, a sacredness to their life. It is such a gift to practice the practices with someone. So I want it to be both and, you know, I don't want it to be exclusive. I want everyone to get started on their tantric path immediately. I don't want people to wait for any reason. I definitely want them to, you know, start. And I also want them to know the beauty, the splendor, the sweetness. I don't know any other word but sweetness for it when one practices the practices together with a partner, and what a gift that is. So I'm saying that because today is one of those special times when I happen to have a tantric couple on the show today as my guests. And we're going to hear from them about just how sweet it is. So I want to tell you a little bit about my guests today before they actually come on the show. Their names are Michael Bloomfield and Lena Isobel, and they are tantric and spiritually guided in a sacred relationship. They've had a number of teachers along their individual and collective paths, including me. Woohoo! So I know them. I know them well. I was excited to meet them when I first did in Northern California. And then they took my class in San Francisco a few months later. Michael is a former psychology professor, and he's still licensed as a marriage and family therapist, a semi-professional guitarist, and had his first tantric training experience in 1979. So he goes way back. Lena is an artist and designer. She's a certified integrative acupressurist, and she lives a multidimensional life. We're going to hear about what that is to her, what that means. Together, they've created the Center of the Sacred, an event space and workshop site, and I believe that's in southern France. We're going to find out about that, too. And I know this, that they've traveled halfway around the world, living in beautiful places, practicing and teaching about living an authentic life. Currently, they're living, this is what I said, in the south of France and in the process of establishing a new retreat center venue. So, are you there, Michael and Lena?
We are.
Hello.
Bonjour.
bonjour. I think where you are is bonsoir.
bonsoir, maintenant, wait. Hello.
It's so good to have you guys on the show. I'm really, really happy to have you finally. We worked out all the scheduling.
Absolutely. It's great. And it's great that we're, the 9-hour time difference is shrunk down to zero talking to you right now.
That's so great. So, all right. So there's already, I have questions for you because I fouled up a little in the introduction. You created the Center of the Sacred. Of course, we're going to wind back how you got into Tantra, but let's just straighten this one out. You created the Center of the Sacred. Where is that?
Well, it's wherever we go.
Oh, see, that's what I thought.
it takes physical form as an event space, as a workshop space, and that's shown up. I guess we originated in Maui.
Yes. And part of our logo is the center of the sacred is within you.
And so that's the non-physical aspect is that in truth the sacred is in each of us, and that's a big part of the work that we do with it, with ourselves and also with other people.
Yes. Well, listen, the steady listeners to this show have had that kind of, I don't like to use the word drilled into them, so we'll just say it's been stated over and over again that what matters is their self-reference, finding the divinity within, and then operating as if the whole rest of the life is coming from that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're in complete alignment there. Mm-hmm. And now you're doing this in the south of France. Where exactly are you?
We are in a medieval town called Pézenas, which is about 20 minutes from the Mediterranean. It's between the larger cities of Béziers and Montpellier. And it is an art and cultural center. It's where Molière came from, the French playwright.
Nice.
And yes, very nice. It's a 16th century village, and we actually live in a what was once a convent, and we can talk more about that a little bit later. It's been converted, but we live. In fact, our bedroom is the former chapel of the convent.
Oh, how sweet. Oh.
So there's some interesting vibrations going on in this place. Yeah.
Well,
so that's what we've been here about 2 months now.
Yeah, well, congratulations. I mean, you deserve it. You deserve to be living in paradise, as I said in my opening. I deserve to be living in paradise, and I have my own little paradise here in Phoenix.
Nice.
Yeah, and from what I understand, I have somebody building me a paradise also somewhere in India. But it's a surprise. I don't know where yet. So we'll see. But maybe our next reunion, the three of us, will be somewhere in India.
Ah, nice idea.
Great. I love life. Tantra.
We noticed.
So let's talk a little bit about how you individually... Because I don't know, it sounds like you individually came to Tantra. So, Lena, why don't you, I mean, Michael started in 1979, it's hard to beat that. I mean, that's like, he wins.
Yes.
all right, Michael, you tell us, how did you come to find Tantra in 1979? That's just too amazing.
Well, I had been on a spiritual path. Just the whole process of self-discovery during the 60s and 70s. And I found myself, I was in the Boston area and Massachusetts, and I don't remember exactly how it happened, but I discovered a teacher from California, and her name was Margot Woods. I don't know if anybody has heard of her. And she was doing workshops, and I was living in a group house, and we invited her to come, and we would promote a workshop for her. And so she did. And she, I remember now, we were involved with rebirthing at the time.
Okay.
And she, and I was training as a rebirther with Leonard Orr and Sandra Ray, and her name came up, and because she was a rebirther as well, but she also had just written a book on Tantra. It was very specific about self-oriented Tantra, just as you mentioned earlier. And so we invited her to come out, and we promoted a workshop for her. It was a day-long workshop, and we actually, I did it twice with her in that year. And that was my first formal exposure to it, although I would say probably internally I had been seeking this path a long time, probably having to do with questioning my own who I am, my own human behavior, sexuality, sex, the energy that sex generates, and I knew that there was more to it than what I was taught. And so this led me eventually to that first workshop, and it was a great first introduction. It was mostly, I think it was all singles in that workshop. It wasn't, there weren't any couples in that one.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was my intro.
Wow, you know, I just have to say this. I was in Boston then, and I was exploring myself. I mean, I'm sure that I hit on Tantra by myself, you know, and in my, you know, in my escapades and in my exploration and whatever, but I just didn't know the word or the term for it. Boy, I wish I knew you then. I wish I knew you in Boston, and I was in Boston. I didn't leave. I stayed in Boston till 1981.
That's about my time frame. I was there from 76 to 83, I think. That's
wow.
Roughly that area. That
did you know, this is crazy, did you know Robbie and Judith Gass?
Yes. Because Robbie was Wings of Song. He was.
That's right.
Led the chorus, and I knew some of the singers in there, and so, yes, I was familiar with them before.
Opening the Heart was my first workshop.
That's right. Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's so amazing. Okay, small world. We'll talk about that some other time. Maybe I'll get Robin and Judith on the show.
Sounds good. I think they're in Boulder now.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing. So, good. All right. So I got it. So you entered early into the exploration, and you found, luckily, how lucky for you that you found a teacher so quickly.
It was good.
You know,
perhaps it was luck. Perhaps it was just law of attraction. I was ready.
Amazing. Well, we're going to, we need to pause for a short break at this moment, and then we're going to come back, and Lena, we're going to find out from you, really, how you got on this path, too, and then what's happened since you came together. So if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Lori Hamlers, and my guests today are Michael Bloomfield and Lena Isobel, and they are coming to us from the south of France and talking to us about the center of the sacred. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of East Garden? East Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. East Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. and it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Okay, it's great to be back with you. We just are returning from break, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, on Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And today my guests are Michael Bloomfield and Lena Isabel, and we're coming back with Lena's discovery of Tantra, what moved her to get into this path. So, Lena, tell us a little bit about how you got there, or here, actually.
I discovered Tantra fairly recently compared to Michael's history. I would say in a previous relationships, I had an awareness that I wasn't able to fully express myself and ask for what I desired. So I was really stuffing my voice and not feeling satisfied or free sexually. And so when Michael and I started our relationship together, we decided to take a vacation together, and we were making a choice of taking a vacation, just he and I off somewhere, or actually taking a Tantra workshop. And we ended up taking a Tantra workshop for a week-long immersion in Costa Rica. And from that experience, it just set us on a set me on a path of really feeling alive and coming to a tantric way of living.
So, this is amazing. So, and then you, I mean, and your right then your relationship was relatively new.
It was new, and it was a relationship that just blossomed into so much more than I had ever. I wasn't even looking really for a relationship at that point in my life, but it was finding myself and finding my truth and my voice, and that's what the center of the sacred really is all about, is coming to yourself first. And I know from taking your workshops to start with that, you know, really coming to sense of self and finding your voice and being free enough to ask for what you desire. And so coming into this relationship with Michael has been really wonderful, and it's taking us on a worldwide adventure.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, we're going to talk about the unknown here a little bit, because I know that you know, my practice of Lati Han, which is moving in the unknown, following inner guidance, I know you have a very strong practice of following the unknown, even if you don't, I don't know if you call it Lati Han, but I know that Tantra has opened you to following that inner guidance in yourself. So tell us a little bit about where you've been in your, since you, how long are you together, and then where have you been together?
Well, we have been together three and a half years, roughly. And I'd say within a few months of us starting to be together, we started to travel. We went to Canada, and then we went to the Costa Rica experience. And then we had opportunities to travel. Within our first year, we went to Mallorca. And then about a year after we first met each other, we left the United States and went to Europe. And that was about 2.5 years ago. And spent the fall and winter in, for the most part, in France. And then we were drawn, a situation arose and brought us to Northern California, where we met you, where we managed a retreat center there. And that was what called us from France, was to have the opportunity to manage a retreat center. And we did that for almost a year. And after a few months of helping actually other Tantra teachers of ours, Stephen Lakita Carter, we did some work with their business while they were away. And we also housed that. And after a couple of months of that, we moved to Maui. And that's where the Center of the Sacred really took off, where we did Tantra workshops. We coached individuals and couples. Actually, we started that in California, but it really blossomed in Maui. And we had an event space there where all various kinds of events would happen, including the workshops we did, as well as other people's workshops, which we sponsored. And then, with a very brief stint in Boulder, during this past winter, which lasted just a short period of time, an opportunity came up which landed us in the south of France. And we've been in Mexico as well. We did some Tantra, a Tantra week in Mexico. And did I miss something?
No, but we really are devoted to a tantric way of living, and practice is a part of our everyday, as far as, you know, it's just so amazing to have a partner. It's such a magnifier to just really discover playing. We're here to play and have fun and really enjoy our bodies in this life. So every day I'm very appreciative of having a partner, having a tantric partner, and just exploring this whole new way of being in this world is very exciting. And people feel it when they're around us. They really feel that we have something special going on.
Let's give us an example, for example, like how you were before and then how you are now, noticing that you have a tantric awareness, your senses are heightened, whatever. Give us, like, how was Lena before, how's Lena now?
Well, I have a much stronger sense of myself, and I feel like a goddess. I feel like Shakti, and that comes from myself, but it also comes from an adoring Shiva, and that is a big difference. I feel loved, and I feel loving, and I just feel playful, and I feel free, and it just opens me to all the senses and all the sensuality of being alive.
Beautiful.
And I'd say that my vision, and I mean that it's an internal vision, when Lena says that she feels like a goddess, she is one. And there's no, and I'm not saying that just because we're lovers, but I'm saying that because my vision, the growth that I have experienced, the training that I have had, and I probably the maturation of my soul has allowed me to look and see this energy or this spirit, which we call goddess, present. And so, yes, there's the human form. There's this luscious, beautiful human form called Lena, but there's also the energetic qualities of goddess that she clearly embodies. And so I see it, she feels it, and it's a great match in that regard.
Yeah, and that's what I imagine when other people come around you, including myself. I mean, let's face it, as far as that retreat center went, I mean, it was a beautiful property, but you two were the best things there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My meeting with you was the highlight of space. I've held retreats in Mexico many, many times. I've held retreats, you know, on the East Coast of the United States and in desert hot springs. And and that place itself was gorgeous. And you there was the highlight, really. It's in your connection with each other.
Thank you. And that connection, it's it's based on a real commitment, a genuine commitment to truth, to speaking the truth, to living truth as best as we can. There are layers to that, I suppose, to uncover, and to aim for the highest experience we can have in life, in our physical life. And so, and we're both committed to that, and we both gift each other that opportunity. I want for Lena to be free. I want her to be free. And that's a powerful, uplifting force. Tantra is a natural mechanism or tool to enable that, this upliftment of our spirit.
Well, now when you say about speaking your truth and, you know, the upliftment and being free, I mean, I understand what you mean, because I understand it from a particular paradigm that I have, which is I really aim for being free from my sentimentality about people that I love. Mm. So what I mean by that is that I would tell you the hardest thing and possibly the roughest thing for you to hear out of my love for you, as opposed to make nicey-nicey to you.
Right on.
Yes. Well, that's good.
That's beautiful.
And you're also from New York. That helps.
And I'm also a double Sag. But I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, is that what you mean? That's what I hear when you say, I want Lena to be free and I want to speak my truth. Is that, I mean, do you practice a kind of radical honesty?
I would say so. I think it's tempered in terms of tone. We do our best because kindness is pretty important.
Yeah.
You know, gentleness and kindness. And so, but, so.
I lack that gene. I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay. So that's important. Plus, you know, we sleep together, and so there's a way, there's a quality of wanting to maintain a quality of a connection that, which doesn't negate radical honesty, but it tempers it to respect this person who also has naming me as this person and she as this person. We have a lifetime of habits that we're trying to work through as well, and to respect that. And so radical honesty also includes respecting that the other person is learning, finding their way as well.
Very good.
Yeah. And, you know, when you live with somebody 24/7, you sort of want to temper some of that radical honesty.
Yes, I understand you completely. Okay. I just wanted to really get it so the listeners could get a picture of how you practice growing.
Yes, and I'll give you a good example, which is that we are in a very tight relationship, and stuff comes up. And stuff, if something comes up for me that causes me to act out in separation, to push away, to withdraw, or to judge, it's going to come out. It will come out. But we have a dialogue. We have a way of communicating that brings us back to connection again. And so I get to be honest about what I'm feeling, which is not always nicey-nicey, and she gets to respond, but both of us also have a bigger picture in mind, which is this is part of a process. And not to take the mind all that seriously, sort of an Eckhart Tolle approach. That what we're believing, what we're thinking, what we're judging in this moment isn't the whole truth. In fact, it's probably not even the truth at all. And so radical honesty is also balanced with whatever we're being honest about is really not the whole picture. And let's keep that under consideration as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, excellent. I call that the monk mind.
Yes, and, exactly.
You know, Michelle, who you know, who I co-teach with, Michelle calls the monkeys Chippy and Jerry.
Right.
She says, I'm yelling right now at you. In a workshop, Michelle's been known to say, I'm yelling at you right now because I'm trying to talk louder than Chippy in your head.
Right.
So I understand what you're saying. I think that's yeah, and thanks for clarifying that. I guess it's really important to me for people to know that Tantra, and when you're having a sacred sexual connection with someone, doesn't mean really that everything is nicey-nicey. It means that there's some kind of navigational skills that account for all of it, that take into consideration embracing it all, the dark side, the part of you that withdraws, the part that wants to lash out, the part that whatever, you know, that has stuff from the past that you're still working through, habits, addictions, who knows?
Yes.
And
yes.
That, it means you can embrace it all, and it doesn't mean not looking at it, you know, or saying, you know, you won't say anything. You'll just, you know, there are people in most relationships that I know of, the people are in collusion. You know, I'm not going to call you on your shit if you don't call me on my shit. And I really, I think Tantra's so beyond that. So I just, you know, I was looking to see where you were.
That's right. You said it quite well. And we have a very clear, conscious, verbal understanding that our relationship serves each of us in truth speaking, and also in moving beyond all limiting patterns. And so when those limiting patterns surface in either of us, that's an opportunity for us to grow and to get conscious. And so that's part of our commitment, is to be there with the other when limiting behaviors, feelings surface, and to use that, not use it in service of our growth, not to push each other away, or not as an excuse to separate, but rather as an opportunity for enlightenment. And I think that's, to my mind, one of the central features of a tantric relationship, is that you use everything as an opportunity for growth towards enlightenment.
And great sex.
What, Lena?
And great sex.
Yeah, and great sex. Yeah. So I want to, we're going to need to take a break again for a minute, but I want to, before we do that, just give us how people can get in touch with you. What's your website?
Well, email is the most direct way right now, which would be centerofthesacred@gmail.com.
Okay, good. Centerofthesacred@gmail. Great.
That's right. And we are, as we speak, in the middle of developing a website which has to do with the retreat site that we have here in the south of France. And it's going to be coming up soon so that we can start promoting the various events that will be occurring here. And so we don't have the website yet, but centerofthesacred@gmail.com is a start. We also have, I can give you the website of where we are, which is where the retreats will be.
Sure.
And that, yes, and that is www.Pezenas-Ursulines.com. That refers to the town of Pezenas, and Ursulines is where we are, which is the Couvent d'Ursulines, which is a former convent. It's now a developed site where there are apartment rentals, they're called gîtes, and incredible garden spaces here. It's an amazing site for retreats, and I'm going to invite you, Lori, to consider holding a workshop here in the south of France, because it is fantastic.
Fabulous.
If you went to that website, to Pezenas-Ursulines.com, you'll see where we are and the site and the grounds, and it's an amazing place, and it can hold about 30 people, sleep 30 people, so it's pretty amazing.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to ask you to send that to me in an email, and we're going to take a break.
Yes.
When we come back, I would love to hear any particular favorite practice that you practice together that you'd like to share with the audience, so you have a minute or so to think about it. So we'll be right back. If you're listening, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Michael Bloomfield and Linda Isobel, who are my guests today on Tantra Cafe, and we'll be right back. We're going to hear a piece of music on this break as well. See you in a moment. Stay tuned.
I, Lori Handlers, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India, November 19th to December 1st, 2008. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience Jaipur, the pink city, and visit the sacred lake of Pushkar. Then, at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. You'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment, and then you'll explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples of Khajuraho. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paraganj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note that no previous experience with Tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India. And I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Lori at butterflyworkshops.com or write to her at info@butterflyworkshops.com.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@deloanefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@deloanefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
We're back at Tantra Cafe, and you have just been listening to one of my favorite pieces of music. Actually, this piece of music is done in so many different ways. The song, or chant, actually, is Om Namah Shivaya, and that literally means I acknowledge the divine in myself. It's like I acknowledge my divinity. And the particular track that you just heard is, I don't know who the artist is. It comes up various artists, but it's from the CD Underwater One. And it's one of the versions of Om Namah Shivaya, which is probably one of the best known chants, Sanskrit chants, and the most recorded in different types of musicalities. So you've heard it before on my show, but this you haven't heard this particular version. So we're back at Tantra Cafe, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. By the way, you can write to me, Laurie@butterflyworkshops.com, if you have any questions or you have any questions about my show, questions about my guests, or anything that you'd like to forward to them, or any questions you have for me that you want answered on the show. You can always write to me, Laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. Visit my website, butterflyworkshops.com, and I'll be glad to get back to you. So we're back on the last portion of the show with Michael and Lisa, and I posed a challenge to them before we broke. And I'm wondering if what you could share with people that's like one of your sacred practices that makes a difference to you in your time together that would be a gift. You know, I call it Tantra takeout, the takeout portion from the cafe. So is there something you could add to the takeout for people?
Well, for me, the list is long, so it's like being at the smorgasbord and having to pick something.
Yeah.
I would say something for me, every week, at least twice a week, we give each other a massage, and that's really lovely, and just it's our special time together. But tantrically, I would say looking into each other's eyes is so powerful. And whether it's in bed or out in a crowd, to me, that is a very special way to connect. So lights on, looking at each other's eyes, into each other's eyes, is just such a special way to be really present with each other that it adds so much to my sexual experience.
Great, thanks so much. You know, I just want to tell you that every couple that I've ever had on the show has said that. That's it. That is so it, because that's really getting in touch with who you are, really. And people who don't know Tantra, they can't imagine it. They think Tantra is some esoteric kinky thing. And really what it is what you just said, like really connecting and being present to the other.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Michael, did you have something you wanted to add to that?
Well, sure. How graphic do we want to be?
it doesn't matter. I mean, this is an internet radio show. My sponsor is Eve's Garden, so they, you know, and Jeff DeLong, all Tantra, you know, and people oriented to sexuality. So you can say something a little graphically. That would be fine.
Okay. Well, it has to do with lovemaking. So it's a partner thing as opposed to an individual, although in this particular case, it's about partners. And it has to do with making love. And it is from a male point of view. I am a male. And that has to do with when we're making love, that I hang out, so to speak, in only slight insertion, and instead of full penetration. Mm-hmm. And spend a long period of time in only a small degree of insertion, and just staying connected, and that's a lot. It's eye contact as well, but also physically staying connected at the portal, so to speak. So being at just barely entering Shakti's portal, and to spend a long period of time breathing. Watching the breath and staying, keeping the energy building but balanced, so that it's not then a an extreme or a ejaculatory or orgasmic event, but rather a balancing of energy, just sort of playing with the energy, playing with it. And that allows us to go longer and longer and longer. And we've had, there have been sessions where it lasts a long, long time, with breaks and coming back to it. And this really has to do with staying in the process and not going for the goal, or not going for the, which, for...
Finish the release.
Finish the release, right, is to keeping that energy, to ride the wave that goes up and down, up and down. And so the practice, the tantric practice, is really staying on the edge of the experience and staying there for a long period of time.
Thank you so much. That's so beautiful. And rather than graphic, it was really more like poetry. So I, in the graphicness of it. So I thank you. That's so great. And sweet. Very sweet. So this is just about, we're just about have time now to just wrap up. And I really want to thank you for staying up late and, you know, across the world to be on my show, to gift me by being, you know, wonderful guests on my show. And
you're welcome. We love you.
I love you, too. And I really want to get to the south of France now and be with you and see this amazing site. I'll just go on the website. Also, a guest who you might want to go to the archives of my show, you know, some other day when it's daytime, and look up my, I have two shows with Sarita, who's in the UK, and she always is looking for workshop retreats. Her retreats are 7 to 12 days long.
Perfect.
So, yeah, so you might want to do a little research on that, and certainly I'll tell her about you. So, thank you so much, and much love and a tantric heart energy to you.
Thank you, and good luck with the movie.
Thank you so much, and thank you. And I want to just sign off to my guests who are listening tonight, you know, who are listening to the show. Thank you so much for being a listener of Tantra Cafe. Thank my sponsors, Jeff Delone and Eve's Garden, and I want to thank BBS Radio. Love working with you guys. You're the best. So I'm going to, if you want to get in touch with me, please go to butterflyworkshops.com. Of course, you can hear replays on bbsradio.com or tantracafe.com. And I'll be back with you soon. Namaste from Tantra Cafe.